The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
You are about to hear the following inspirational message as delivered by God's servant, Mother V.A. Hamilton. Please listen carefully, and at the end of the program, the announcer will give you our address. Thank you, and may God bless you.
We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you. Lord, I just... Oh my God, I just have to praise you right now. Thanking you. We thank you for your love. You've been so good to us. We worship thee. We just want to adore you one more time. We thank you for your love. Oh God. We give you adorations, Lord. We thank you for your love. Oh, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. Oh, God, hallelujah. We worship thee.
Hallelujah. I thank the God of Israel for choosing us for his holiness. The separation made us chosen through his Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, our Savior through grace. And faith was planted in our hearts to believe his holy word. And through the operational change, this made us one in the Spirit.
Obedience! Obedience, my joy of praise. God wants you to have that joy. I'm glad to do what the Lord have for me to do. Can we say hallelujah? When I have obedience, my joy of praise, it will demonstrate actions of a humble disposition. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, one thing about this, your mind have to be made up that you want to serve the Lord. Glory be to God. We cannot be double-minded. Saying or proclaiming, hallelujah, I don't understand why I'm afflicted and I'm going through this. God can't use you. We don't question God's decisions. When you're in love with him, you don't question his decisions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why you don't question his decision? Because you're learning tonight when you are going through, he's making our pruning. Hallelujah. He's pruning you when your afflictions is on your back. Come on now. And when he is chastising you, you know what? He wants respect and reverence. Don't allow him to chastise you. You roll your eyes at him. Did you hear what I said? You don't talk back to him. Do you hear what I said? Hallelujah. When I chastise, when he chastised, he said, I'm calling for humility. I'm calling for the praise in what you're going through. See, humbleness exemplifies perfect love, the fullness of Christ Jesus. This works with the unity of the Spirit of God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I thank you. I'm going through, God, but just help me to surrender. Come on, help me what? To surrender. Now, dear hearts, I'm telling you, amen, some of us, we don't like no afflictions. We don't want no chastisements. Hallelujah. Our thoughts of dissatisfaction to the word of God. Hallelujah. You got to understand it got to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has disciplined us for our eternal living. Can we say thank God?
Thank God.
Hebrews 12 and 11 says, now no chastening, for this present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Come on. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are, what? Exercised. Come on. Thereby, exercise that praise when you are going through. Clap your hands for Jesus right now and say, thank you, Lord. The chastening of the Lord does not require murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. The chastening of the Lord requires prayer of devotion, for a willingness to submit our choices, come on, in praise without mental disturbances. See, when I become mental disturbed about what the Lord is doing to me, I'm saved. I've been saved a long time. That I don't deserve to have to go through this. Oh my God. Did you hear what I said? Then that's when doubt sets in, church. And then, what did I just get through sharing with you? I begin to express it to others. Oh, God, help us here. Hallelujah. It's time to understand. Come on. It's time to understand the acceptance of the Spirit of God. You was chosen to suffer. You was chosen to be made. You was chosen to be a child of God. You was chosen to be just like Him. Give the Lord a hand praise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But we have a choice. We have a choice. But I want to say, pray to make the right choice. It's so important here. Decisions is our choices. And we must understand when conflict arises, our attitude weighs in the balance. Church, I want you to understand this here. In our afflictions, we have to honor with respect chastisement. We have to reverence the fear of the Lord, which operates prayer and watching. Prayer and watching ourselves. Come on now. Our help now, hallelujah, is in the Lord. Hallelujah. And that chastisement is given to produce submissiveness. Submission. Come on. Submission. It's time to honor the desires of the Holy Ghost for our purification. Give the Lord some love in here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh God, obedience, my joy of praise. The call to humbleness orders fruit bearing. Fruit bearing. What? Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. It's got to come forth. This affects us, church. It affects the flesh. Yes, it does. It affects the flesh. And if we're not careful, it will cause us to rebel. It will cause us to rebel and show it out publicly. Don't step on my toe the wrong way. Don't say that to me that way. Come on, church. Come on. Hallelujah. That rebellion wars against the Spirit of God, coming to show us what's down inside of us that's not according to the will of God. Hope, make it not ashamed. God help us. So prayer and watching is given for total influence. Come on. Lord, I want the word of God. I want the word of God. I want the word of truth. Hallelujah. To be in my life. Hallelujah. That I will come to my senses. Oh, glory be to God. And be sensitized to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That I will yield my body. Hallelujah. As a living sacrifice. Come on. Holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Lord, I'm ready now to have a renewed mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your hearts, the mind is chosen. Did you know that? The mind is chosen for prayer and praise. Hallelujah. Prayer and praise where? In the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why is it chosen for prayer and praise in the word of God? Because that's where our cleansing of our body and spirit is done. Now, come on. That's the reason he gave us St. John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See, the word of God. Look now. Come on. Lord, I love your word. Oh, I just thank God for the word. Oh, my God. The word is just so this and so that. But did you forget that the word is a two-edged sword? Goes in cutting. Come out separating. Everything that is not holy. For our endurance, so we can have peace in our mind. So yeah, thank the Lord for the word of God. Come on, that's good. Yeah, thank the Lord for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes, 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 yes. I give him honor. I give him praise. And I pray to show respect in my trials. Obedience. My joy of praise. Let us be thankful. I say, let us be thankful. Thankful for our chastisement. Be thankful for what I'm going through. Hallelujah. Without the word of God penetrating, hallelujah, causing that action of suffering to come forth. Hallelujah. Well, nobody wants to suffer. I understand that. Glory be to God. But somebody better want to accept chastisement. Did you hear what I said? And know that it is the affliction to purify you for the coming of the Lord. Dear hearts, when we reject prayer in devotion for humbleness, for obedience to the word of God, do you know we lose our benefits? We are unable to perform in the desires of the heart of God. The heart of God. The heart of God. Hallelujah. It's time to submit to the will. To the will of God. Only for our hope. Our hope. Oh, I believe in God. I believe in God. We'll live for him. When we reject obedience. We. Obedience to what? Praising God. Oh, it's all right to praise him when everything is flowing real nicely. But when things are going bad, you are chosen. Yeah. Lift up your hands. Lift up your heads. Hallelujah. When you sit in yourself, I say sit in yourself and do how you feel. We reject the peace of God. Lord, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. God says, I'm calling you now to praise me, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. You're laboring while it's day, while it's night. When the sun is shining, when it's thundering and raining. Come on, church. Come on. Our prayers now is for obedience with joy and praise for Christ's glorification. And Lord, I'm believing you right now to work on me. Let's say, work on me.
Work on me.
Bring back to my remembrance. in my trials, in my sufferings, I am ordained to give the praise because he's cleaning me up. Do you have an understanding now? Do you have an understanding now? He said, I'm purging the branch. I'm getting it ready so it can bring forth more fruit. See, the ordination now is for the church of God. We have to allow the word of God to dwell in us richly. Did you just hear what I said? But if you're not seeking to give up yourself and seeking to praise the Lord, you are not going to have no wisdom come to you in the hour of your trial. God's spirit is what speaks to us. And if we're too lazy to pray, too lazy to do what we're supposed to do for the Lord, don't expect the Lord to jump up there, hallelujah, when you have not given him no time. They say wisdom speaks. Hallelujah. It's spiritual. It will speak to you in all of your natural, do you hear me, encumbrances, all the things that you have to go through. If you praise God, wisdom will always pop up for you. Did you hear what I said? The advent of Jesus Christ, our Messiah, is very near. Glory be to God. This was given to me this morning in prayer. We must now make the right choices about our afflictions. The right choices in our afflictions brings our restoration. Restoration for what? Our souls. How many want restoration for your soul? Amen. How many want restoration for your soul? Amen. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I'm going to start at verse 4 where it says, listen, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known among all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6 is what he gave me. 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Dear hearts, Jesus was and is our perfect example of humility. He himself went to the Garden of Gethsemane, the garden of prayer, to submit to the will of humility of obedience. You got to pray to obey. His obedience was for cross bearing. Now he informed his disciples in St. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, But the flesh is weak. Oh, I'm going to serve the Lord. Without the Lord, you can do nothing. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Don't make the wrong decision. Come on. Watch and pray that in your hour of affliction, you don't make the wrong decision. Why? Because it involves your eternal living. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's face reality. Let's face reality. Let's believe the word of God by making making a serious effort to understand our soul. Our souls is crying out. Hallelujah. It's crying out for deliverance from this world. Are you with me here? Are you with me here? Your soul wants to be saved. It's living and it's going to live forever. Your body may go to sleep, but your soul is still alive. Did you just hear what I said? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your soul is going to live forever. It's coming up out of this body. Are you with me here? Yes. Your soul needs you to listen to it right now. Come on, come on. Much prayer is needed. I said much prayer is needed. That's the reason Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways. In all thy ways. Huh. Acknowledge him. And he shall what? Come on, church, make the right decision. He shall what? Direct thy path. Dear hearts, the word of God give to us power to understand the requirements of his kingdom, his dominion over our lives. Now the word of God is offering strength. I said now the word of God is offering strength to overcome this world. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of understanding. Yes. Not his will that any of us should perish, but it's according to our choice. Did you hear what I said? As I leave you, obedience, my joy of praise. Obedience, listen to me, my joy of praise, because it is my offering. Did you hear what I said? My obedience is my offering. My offering unto the Lord. Give the Lord some praise in here. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Seeking to make the right choice. Hallelujah. For my soul. I ain't worried about this flesh. Mm-mm. It gets me in trouble. And I'm telling you just like it is. I have to stay in prayer and fasting, consecrating. Hallelujah. To keep this body under subjection. I'm living for my soul now. I'm living for eternal living with Christ. Did you just hear what I said? I'm living for eternal living with Christ. Why? Why? Because hell, did you just hear what I said? Hell is a terrible place. Oh, did y'all just hear that? I said hell is a terrible place. Did you hear me? It is the blackness of eternity. Did you hear me? Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, did you hear this? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. I want to go where there is light. Did you hear what I said? I don't want to go where there is blackness. I want to go where the light will be forever and ever. Are you with me here? Thank you, Jesus. So as I leave you now, let us prepare for success. My obedience is going to come forth with achievement. Come on now. Come on. Come on. And how's that going to happen? I got God's grace. God's grace is going to strengthen me to do what the Lord wants me to do. Come on now. Hallelujah. God's grace. And I'm going to depend on it. For the right choice. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Make the right choice for your souls. Dear hearts, that's been my lesson. tonight. Obedience, my joy, a praise. Think about it. Think about it. It's a pleasure to obey, because I do not want to go where there is blackness of eternity. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord? Oh, can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah! Obedience! Obedience! My joy! A praise! Obedience! I come in here to praise God. I come in here to lift him up. I come in here to thank him for keeping me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I love thee, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
Dear friend, remember, prayer is available for you every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Come and witness the miracles that God is manifesting at King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. We also have prayer on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and our Sunday worship service begins at 11:30 a.m. Come looking for your miracle. King's Chapel is located at 1637 West Fillmore Street here in Phoenix, located east of 19th Avenue and just north of Van Buren. We look forward to having you come and join us in prayer and worship. If tonight's message has touched you and you need prayer right now, please call 602-257-1174 and we will pray for you. If you are ill and afflicted, homebound, unable to attend church, and would like prayer in your home, please call 602-257-1174 and our prayer warriors will come to your home and pray for you. Again, that number is 602-257-1174. This program was sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.